Anti-Israel Columbia University protester arrested by ICE. By Elizabeth Weibel on April 14, 2025. An anti-Israel protester from Columbia University was arrested by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents on Monday at an immigration office in Vermont. Mohsen Mahdawi, who was a student leader of anti-Israel protests at Columbia University, was arrested after arriving at the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services office in Colchester, Vermont, to take a United States citizenship test, according to The Intercept. In the aftermath of Mahdawi's detainment, his lawyers filed a habeas corpus petition to challenge the legality of his detention, according to the outlet. Petitioner Mohsen Mahdawi is a lawful permanent resident of the United States on the pathway to naturalization, the habeas corpus petition said. He has held a green card for the past 10 years. This case concerns the government's retaliatory and targeted detention and attempted removal of Mr. Mahdawi for his constitutionally protected speech. The habeas corpus petition continued to note that the Trump administration appears to base Mr. Mahdawi's removal on the Rubio determination in Section 237A, 4CI, of the Immigration and Nationality Act. It appears that respondents seek to base Mr. Mahdawi's removal on the Rubio determination and Section 237A, 4CI, of the Immigration and Nationality Act, a rarely used provision that respondents recently used to detain another lawful permanent resident, Mahmoud Khalil, for similar speech. Prior to and following Mr. Mahdawi's detention, the government has made clear that it intends to retaliate and punish individuals such as Mr. Mahdawi who advocated for ceasefire and ending the bloodshed in Gaza. Respondents' actions plainly violate the First Amendment, which protects Mr. Mahdawi's right to speak on matters of public concern and prevents the government from chilling constitutionally protected speech. Mahdawi's attorney, Luna Droby, claimed to The Intercept that Mahdawi was unlawfully detained today for no reason other than his Palestinian identity. U.S. District Judge William K. Sessions III ordered that Mahdawi not be removed from the United States or moved out of the territory of the District of Vermont pending further order of the court. Per the outlet, Shai Davidi, an assistant professor of business at the Columbia Business School, has described Mahdawi as anti-Semitic and pro-Hamas, after Davidi and Mahdawi met for coffee. In December 2023, Mahdawi asked Columbia professor Shai Davidi, a controversial pro-Israel figure at the school, to get coffee. The two met, but Mahdawi later said that Davidi left in the middle of the coffee. Less than 2 months after the meeting, Davidi posted a video of Mahdawi to Twitter in a thread characterizing him and other protest organizers as anti-Semitic and pro-Hamas. Davidi did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Senators Bernie Sanders, IVT, Peter Welch, DVT, and Representative Becca Boland, DVT, issued a joint statement in response to Mahdawi's arrest, describing his detainment as immoral, inhumane, and illegal. Earlier today, Mohsen Mahdawi of White River Junction, Vermont, walked into an immigration office for what was supposed to be the final step in his citizenship process, the statement said. Instead, he was arrested and removed in handcuffs by plain clothes, armed, individuals with their faces covered. These individuals refused to provide any information as to where he was being taken or what would happen to him. This is immoral, inhuman, and illegal. Mr. Mahdawi, a legal resident of the United States, must be afforded due process under the law and immediately released from detention. The arrest of Mahdawi comes after ICE agents in March arrested Mahmoud Khalil, a pro-Palestinian activist who had graduated from Columbia University and also led the anti-Israel protests.